And now it's time to put down that PlayStation Move, get out of home, and listen to Trophy Whores. And here they are, the only whores that give it to you for free. Tricky Mick.
You try to put that in my mouth every week and I spit it down.
Donnie.
I should be able to get it for free.
And Titanic Wang.
I'm the fucking dragon sword.
Hello everybody and welcome to Trophy Whores. Episode 54. I am not Tricky. I am the Wang himself, Titanic. And right next to me, I have Donnie.
Hello, everybody. Donnie's here. And yes, that's not Tricky. It's what he said it is. I'm Donnie.
And, you know, with me being Titanic Wang, I can't be on the show without being hard. So I drug Hard Rockin' Guy with me.
God, I'm back to the show again. Oh my gosh. Well, at least it won't be too bad since we don't have he who shall not be named, because that's what he's going to be called this episode.
Yeah, that's a good joke. I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, as we always do, let's start with our trophy count. Donnie, what you up to this week?
I'm up to level 20 still. 3,336 trophies and 44 plats. Sweet, you guys didn't con me.
No, I forgave you for what you did. So
thank you.
I give nothing. He doesn't have 44 plats. I still remember this crap when I was on the show and went like that. He does not have 44 plats. Oh, I don't need a con. I'm badass. I'm a real gamer. Blah 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 blah. You know what, guys? I'm sorry. It's when I was told that I was going to be on the show, I started releasing all the anger and all the rage, and I was getting it all ready to, you know, throw it at somebody, but that person's not here. So if I go off on you guys, don't take it personal. It was meant for somebody else.
We know it's in your nature.
But you still don't have 44 plats.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, Hard Rock, where are you at this week? How you been? I mean, you haven't been on Trophy Whores in a while, so like, I mean, what have you been up to a while?
What's it been? It's been like 5 whole episodes or something like that since I've been gone from.
Well, it's been more like 6 or 7 weeks. So.
Oh, okay. like, what have I been doing?
Yeah, well, yeah, trophy-wise. I mean, I know you don't care about trophies, you don't care about platinums, but you know, just kind of, you know, humor us. What you been up to?
Well, you know, I've been stacking them up a little bit. I've been, you know, I went back through some of the backlog, and you know, I hadn't synced up my trophies up until about now.
Which is why we're recording late, because it took so long to sync all of them trophies.
I'm not used to syncing the trophies and stuff like that anymore. You know, I mean, if you've heard me on the other show and like that, I don't talk about this stuff or anything like that. So, but it's so. You want me to get my trophy count?
Yeah, if you get it for me, please.
All right, Hard Rocking Guy, level 23, 5,402 trophies and 53 platinums.
You clearly do not care about trophies anymore.
I don't care. I don't give a shit about them. Now, it's not my fault that if I happen to just play the game all the way and that little platinum trophy just happens to, you know, go bling, you know, and I'm just like, oh, that's nice. You know, but it's kind of like me walking down the street and finding $100 bill. I'd be like, oh, that's okay, whatever.
Oh, that's nice. Like, I could do something with
it. I'll throw it in the pile, sure, whatever.
You've been using e-penis enhancers, man. I suppose I had the biggest e-penis.
You ain't got nothing against me, son. But yeah, it's just like that. You know, you've obviously seen, I don't care anything about trophies, even though I have. How many platinums do you have again, Donnie? 53, right? That's like a 5 and a 3. So that's obviously like more than what you have. So
yeah.
5, 3, 53 plats. Because that is more than you, right, Donnie?
I'm looking at it. We got to deduct
that one. No. It's a simple question. Yes or no?
Is it more each time you're not on the show, we had to deduct one.
Is it? Is it more than, is 53 more than 44? It's a simple question.
Yes.
Okay, yes. That's it. I just wanted to make it perfectly clear that, you know, 53 is more than 44. Because I do. Not that I care or give a, you know. Wank, what's your count?
It just happens to have some. Yeah, let's see. Well, yes, I am the low end of this group. I am currently a level 16, trophy count 2455, and a platinum of 11.
That's not 53, right?
No, it's not. It's significantly lower.
I'm sorry.
Like, your e-penis does not match your
It's
name.
Like a fifth of what your trophy level is.
Well, if you had a fifth of what I got, man, you should be proud of that at least anyways.
Yes, I'm proud of my 11. Oh, so I guess we're going to go ahead and head on to what are we playing. So, Donnie, what are you playing?
I'm playing Peace Walker, and I'm getting tired out a little bit, and now I'm moving on to a little bit of backtracking to God of War 3. And I have some very disturbing news about Peace Walker that I did not know about Big Boss.
What?
For all you Big Boss fans out there.
Should we give a spoiler warning before you continue?
I guess. Well, it's part of a mission, so it's not really technically a spoiler. Well,
yeah, that's part of a mission. I mean, you're going to give a spoiler. You know what? Insert spoiler tag right now.
Spoiler!
Okay, well, it's the little girl that initially gives you the mission in the beginning of the game.
Pause.
Is Paz, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, at the end of Chapter 4, which is kind of like a sub ending to the whole game, you have this mission called Date with Paz, which is, you know, you go on a date with her, you know, you take her out on the beach part of the game, and you have to like talk to her and make her happy, like use the co-op commands, and she react to the co-op commands. And the only way you can end that mission is to get into your box for about 3 to 5 seconds. And then she say, hey, any more room for me for another one in there? So she climbs in the box. And then like 2 seconds later, boinking is happening.
How do you know it's boinking? How do you know they're just not holding hands?
Because the box is bouncing up and down with hearts floating out of it. And
okay, once again, how do you know they're just not holding hands? Is it maybe your imagination that's making you think that maybe something sexual is going on around there? I mean, you don't actually see what's going on. The only thing you see is the box moving, hearts are coming out. Maybe they're just there holding hands, you know, hugging
and
stuff like that.
She says this statement within like a second to 2 seconds and a half. Oh, done already?
Yeah, maybe they're hugging.
Come on, now that's not holding hands.
Now, sir, now what you happen to think in your own personal imagination, we cannot claim responsibility for anything.
No,
like that.
Big Boss is a Kelly. That I did not know he was a Kelly. Oh man, that was like so disturbing to me. If for people who don't know what a Kelly is, I mean, are Kelly.
Look it up. No, you're supposed to tell them to look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Look at the videos of R. Kelly. Give her a little bit of Jesus juice and I had to throw that in. I had to throw some mic jacket there too.
Is he still talking?
No, that disturbed the heck out of me. I wasn't expecting Big Boss to go down that road.
Okay. Is Donnie gonna say like a spoiler for every game he's playing like every week now?
Look, that's like define spoiler real quick, because isn't a review a spoiler?
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, a review is giving their opinions on what they thought of the game, not necessarily giving out plot details or anything like that about the game.
But when you look at, just go to Game Trailers for one second, GameTrailers.com. When you go to their reviews and the game hasn't even come out yet, or the game has come out within a week of that review, you look at it, and that's exactly what it's giving you.
Okay, are you looking at a video review?
You're looking at a video review, and I also have...
Okay, a video review will give you scenes of what's going to happen later on in the game and such like that.
But
if you happen to read a review, like a written review, most of those don't contain spoilers.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know which ones you're reading. And even when they do, they purposely put in big old letters, spoilers here, spoilers contained. If you read this, you might ruin the spoilers. There are very few that I ever read.
Okay, but that's kind of like going on what I said. A review is basically a spoiler.
No,
whether they announce it right before the page, spoiler alert, and then go on with the review, it's still giving you spoilers about the game.
So that means everybody who wanted to know about Heavy Rain, all they had to do was read the spoilers and find out who the killer was.
Yep. No, you had to read.
Yes or no? You're flip-flopping the review. On your
yes. Yes. Just read the review, and it'll tell you who the killer was.
So the review is going to be like an interactive game that is one of a kind, and Scott Shelby is the killer.
Yep. It's not going to.
I don't know what reviews you're reading.
Look. But, listeners,
you need to find a new site.
Yeah, exactly.
listeners, give me your opinions or your comments about what do you think. Isn't it? I'm not giving it a full spoiler, but it's kind of on the same baseline.
Oh, okay, so it's not a spoiler. It's kind of a spoiler. Now.
I said that from the beginning.
Not necessarily what I said before, but it could be something.
I don't want hard rocking on the show anymore. God.
Are you still?
Oh, dear Lord, Donnie.
Are you?
He always hurts my feelings.
Are you still going to continue to argue with me? It's a yes or no question.
Donnie, you just need to find a new site to go to.
This all came from a question of just saying, Donnie, what have you been playing? That's it.
I had to say that, though, about Big Boss Man. I had to say
okay. The only thing you had to say was, I'm playing the Metal Gear Solid HD Collection and getting tired of Peace Walker. Yeah. And then you started.
No.
But you know what? Boss is a little bit of a Chester. So
people had to know that about Big Boss, because that was going on in the archives of the unknown stories of Metal Gear.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. People have already known that for a while, because this isn't the first time that game has been released.
I know that, but this is the first time I have heard about it, witnessing myself. This have not been like talked about when the game was out the first time.
Yes, well, it was. Yeah.
But Donnie, why did you play this mission 5 times then?
Because I wanted an S rank. I didn't know what I had to do to get an S rank.
I don't believe that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it was. I Google how to get an S rank.
I watched that porno 6 times just to make sure that the quality on that picture was good.
Because it's
myself
a trophy.
Do it 6 times.
You get a trophy if you get an S rank on all the missions, and that's what
Donnie,
I was doing.
What else have you been playing?
Yeah.
God of War 3. I have backtracked.
That's it?
Yeah. Big Boss of Kelly.
Oh, dear Lord. Well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go next. I've been playing a little bit of Modern Warfare 3. Played out with Hard Rock. Got the Platinum on that, finally.
You're welcome.
Woo!
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Hard Rock. I was Hard Rock's medic.
Yeah, no doubt. Exactly. We got through those last missions just by, I was like peeking my head out and I was like, I don't see anybody. Bam, headshot. Oh, I'm down. He's like, I'm coming. He revive, and then he runs back to wherever he's hiding. I was like, good job.
Yeah. Yeah, 2-player definitely makes some of the missions a lot easier. Today I went back to Grand Theft Auto 4. That's one of my gaming, you know, kind of gaming resolutions I made this year that I want to get to Grand Theft Auto 4, so I'm working on that. Back to the Future, we got free with Plus, and I've been playing through that, and so far that isn't too bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Point and clicks, man.
You're doing it for the story.
But still, even with the story, point and click.
You're not a fan of Back to the Future?
I like the movies. I'm not a fan of where I got a point and click.
Oh, but you'll play those bullshit games and everything like that. Oh, but that's...
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Kung Fu Panda 2 was totally worth it.
They're not point and click, though. They're not point and click.
Yeah, but you can't tell me you're playing those for the story.
Yes, I can.
Oh, my gosh.
I like the movie Kung Fu Panda.
Dear God.
I'm pulling out the list of the reasons why I originally left the show, and that's one of them right there.
Oh, Hard Rock, come on, pull a bullet out of this, would you? What the hell have you been playing?
I went out and picked up the Metal Gear Solid HD Collection, found that for about $27, somewhere around there.
Not bad.
I picked up the Tekken Hybrid Collection because I wanted to see that the Tekken Blood Vengeance movie. And it comes with a demo of Tekken Tag Tournament 2 HD or Tekken Tag Tournament 2 that's going to be released. It's a demo. It's fun for like about 3 minutes because you can only pick like four characters in it. And then once you play them out, it just keeps like changing their order basically, one like that. So it looks good. It's just like I said, it played it for about 3 minutes. Other than that, been playing some games on the PC. Been playing Puzzle Agent, which I picked up on the Steam holiday sale, which actually I am enjoying very much. I like it a lot. It's one of the little facts is that sometimes I would actually rather play a role-playing game or puzzle game instead of shooters. So, nice. Yeah, so I'm playing Puzzle Agent on there. I picked up, what else did I pick up? You know what? I have the Back to the Future game, but I have the disc copy because I didn't want to wait for the games to get downloaded. So you can pick that up like at a GameStop or something like that for like $20, which is I thought was a good deal. And I'm a fan of the Back to the Future movies, and I don't mind point-and-click games, Donnie.
Yeah, sadly, I actually got that Back to the Future collection sent to me from Gamefly. And it got sent out like just the day before we got it free with Plus. And I got it in the mail, and then I remember what Moonshiner had said. Oh, it's separate trophy list. So I thought, oh, okay, well, this would be cool. Open up the frickin' package, and the disc was frickin' broke.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, it had like a crack down the center of it. It was like not all the way through to where the disc was broke. I could see why, you know, when they sent it out, they probably missed it.
It didn't come with that protective cardboard.
Yeah.
No. And the funny thing is that they probably still sent you the email. You can keep that game for $9, you know, if you want. Just letting you know, you can keep that game. We can charge a card for it.
That took it. So...
Going back to the Tekken.
Oh my!
How did you like gonna... I'm just gonna ask, how did you like the movie?
You know what? I haven't seen it. I barely picked it up about 2 days ago, and I've been busy with personal stuff. And then yesterday I was recording Reset Gamer, so I still have not had a chance to see it. So I'm gonna try to see it after we finish recording.
Yeah, do it, man. It has some cool fighting scenes in it. That's something you should expect from a Tekken CG.
You seen it already?
Yeah, I seen it a long time ago, like when it first came out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wanted to see it, and I got it on discount too. I got it like for like $20-something too. So,
oh, I don't have the game. I internet it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot.
I gotta get it for free.
Yeah, I forgot because he obviously owned a Tekken game before in the past, so he should obviously get the one for free. I forgot.
Oh, should we go into headlines?
It's
good. Hey, why not?
All right. Well, I believe all three of us are Plus members, aren't we?
Yes.
Yep. Thanks to Tricky. Thank you.
All right. Well, this month they gave us some pretty sweet games this month. As I mentioned earlier, on the 3rd, they gave us Back to the Future, all 5 episodes. That's a $15 value right there. So far on episode 3, and it's not too bad yet. Let's see here. We got Swords and Soldiers as well. Yep. Have you guys played that at all?
I played it on the PC. I actually have a PC copy for it. So it's a good game.
Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty decent. I played a demo when it was back out a long time ago.
Yeah, it's one of those games where your soldiers go from like the left side of the screen to the right, and you kind of have to like manage them all the way, you know, send out more troops at certain points, and... You know, sometimes there's branching paths and one like that. It's an interesting game. It's a good game.
Oh, and they're also giving us the PS1 classics, all 3 Siphon Filters. I guess I wasn't a big Siphon Filter guy, so I didn't even really download these.
Hey, I'm in your boat. You guys?
No, I'm with you. I was actually a big Siphon Filter fan. This was around the time that the original Metal Gear came out, or Metal Gear Solid, when the PS1 came out. I think it was around there. So you started having all these like clones that were like trying to be like Metal Gear-ish, I guess. And yep. I bought this game, and I remember just running around tasing everybody until they turned on fire. So I thought
he's the first Snake reject.
Yeah, well, he's more of like one of the well-knowns. But you know what? The games were actually pretty good. They weren't that bad. I only played the first one. I might go back and play 2 and 3, but I don't know. I, like I said, I rather enjoyed the first one. So.
Anyway, that's all the deals on the 3rd. And then going into the 10th, we got a bunch of discounts. We got 30% off the first Crisis. And then we got 30% off Burnout Crash. And another 30% off Gatling Gears.
Never played that.
And then, yeah, I've never played any of those.
I have Crisis, once again, on the PC. I read Sinseeker's review for Burnout Crash, and he said it wasn't that good of a game because I think it's just mainly just a crash mode. From what I read. So.
And I heard it's not even the crash mode they were wanting.
Yeah, it seemed like an unnecessary. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Burnout game, basically. Something like that, so.
Yeah. Now, the deal I'm most excited for is on the 17th. The 12 for 12, 12 games for the new year, and all 12 titles, I believe, will be 50% off.
Yeah, that is a con advertising. I thought it was going to be 12 for $12.
Jesus.
He wants everything for free and like for discounts and like that.
God, he'd be complaining about the 12 games they picked for the $12.
I'm just saying, Sony finally did something for the people, man.
It's not their fault that you read this thing wrong.
No, that's just false advertising. Look,
it's not false advertising. You read it wrong.
If you hear that on the radio, you're going to come down to the dealership. Sweet, man, where's my 12 cars for $12?
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, I guess speaking of cars and cars go fast. If that's a decent segue, Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 2 was announced.
That actually is a better segue than I've ever heard when I was on the show, to tell you the truth.
Even though he's not a car, it was good.
But cars are fast. And
cars go fast. Fast cars. Yeah. Fast cars can look blue. Blue is Sonic. Yeah, awesome. That's great.
It all works together.
Yep. Yeah. It's all part of the master plan.
Oh, yeah, Sega went ahead and announced their second episode of Sonic 4, which is coming to PSN sometime in 2012, is all they decided to tell us. So, you know it's coming this year.
I wasn't too impressed with episode 1. There was something off about it. It just didn't feel like Sonic, to tell you the truth. There was...
Really?
Yeah, I talked about this when I was still on the show, and... I played episode 1. I think you even felt the same way, too. There was just something off about it. Something wasn't right about it. Like, the physics in the game just were a little off or something.
I wouldn't necessarily call it off. I would call it a non-original whatsoever. To me, it was just a straight-up Sonic 1 all over again with HD graphics. And now he has a targeting system for his combat. When you jump on the enemy, it'll target the next one and start a chain reaction. That was cool, and the graphics was cool, but it was the exact same thing as Sonic Part 1. And I bet you that's what Part 2 is, Episode 2 is, exact replica of Sonic 2. Like I said, I don't think we're going to get Sonic 4, the actual Sonic 4, until Episode 4. I believe they're going to remake 1, 2, 3, and then Episode 4, the actual Sonic 4.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
I had no idea what all that meant.
You know,
sure,
well,
okay.
You played it, so.
My hypothesis.
Well, episode 2, they're going to go ahead and bring Tails back. You like Tails?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to remake Tails, because that's exactly when Tails came in Sonic 2.
I enjoy Tails every once in a while.
Anyway, they say they're bringing some new graphics, a new physics engine, they're fixing bugs. So, yeah, that's good.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. And then they said massive changes. So get ready, because, Sonic's going to be a goat this time or something.
Sonic the goat head. Well, did you see the guy, did you see the video?
The interview? No, I did not.
Oh, you should have watched it. He has his goatee. I mean, not his goatee, but his facial hair on his cheek shaped like Tails. And that is, I can't even say gay, but that's what it is.
So he looked very happy, you're saying?
Yeah, he looks like a fun boy.
Okay.
Yeah, I can say that.
Wow. Okay, let's see here. All right, we're at Sonic. Let's see how I can segue into this. Sonic, his villain is Robotnik. Robotnik often kidnaps animals, and AT&T's kid is kidnapping our Vitas.
There you go. That was awesome.
Yes.
That was actually the best segue since the last one.
Awesome. Yes, AT&T said, guess what? Your PS, your Vita, it is locked by our carrier. You have to get your data plans to us. Only our SIM cards will work in the new Vitas. Hey, yeah. Yep, and if anyone missed, AT&T did announce their pricing for the Vita data plans. For a mere $14.99 a month, you get 250 megabytes of space, or, you know, or not space, but download. So, I mean, how many games is that?
Donnie,
you
know, in
three.
Donnie.
Yes?
Have these people lost their mind?
I believe so.
Have these people lost their mind?
I believe so.
I'm sorry. Well, continue.
I don't get their pricing structure at all. $14.99 for 250 megabytes, or $25, which is $10 more for 2 gigs.
I completely get their pricing plan for this. They're just like, let us just put the siphon hose to your wallets, and it'll just make it a lot easier. I mean, that's insane. $15 for 256 megabytes.
AT&T, I just,
everything is making this Vita look so bad in the limelight.
Yeah.
Everything.
Like I said,
AT&T, these cards that you have to get to play your games, everything just make Vita look bad.
So, okay. So let me see this. For somebody who's going to buy a 3G version of the Vita, they're going to have to pay the price of the Vita, which is about $250, right? Let's say they go out and they get a memory card for this thing, which is like, let's say they get an 8 gig one, which was about $80 somewhere around there.
Yeah, $80. Mm-hmm.
$80. Then they're gonna go and they're gonna activate their plan, which let's say they just get the 256 megabyte one, which would send email for you. Basically, you're not gonna be able to play online with that or download games or anything. So you're paying basically around almost $400, give or take, at the launch of a system that really is not going to have any games. That's just insane.
I can't really stand behind you with that argument, because they have games. They have a very good launch lineup.
That are going to be available when they launch?
Yeah.
Like for the people who are going to get it early?
Oh, what, the week early?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. The people who get that bundle a week before the full release, yes, they only get to play Little Deviants for that 1 week.
And that's totally going to justify the $400-some for that week. You're just going to feel totally great, aren't you?
Well, no, but I ain't going to let you say, oh, with no games, because they have games.
Okay. Take away the no games part. You're still going to have to pay about $400 for somebody who's going to do this thing. I mean, it's not a surprise that I think there was a report saying that the Japanese people were just taking the Wi-Fi version of this.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
a lot of the smartphones these days can double as a Wi-Fi hotspot.
I have an iPhone that can do
my
messaging and everything for me that the Vita was going to do and stuff like that. I don't need to send an email from my Vita. I don't need to, you know, surf the web. All the stuff like that from the Vita. I mean, it's a nice novelty to have. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, for 256 megs, you're not going to be able to do too much with it.
No, because, I mean, even if, like, you were to buy this for a teenager, it's not like the 3G. You can, you know, use Skype and actually make phone calls. You're still going to have to be near a Wi-Fi source to do that.
Yep. So. I'm sorry. Donnie, I'm sorry. Go, give your point of view on this.
Con, I tell you. They conned us into saying, oh, and you don't have to worry about pricing for the Vita.
Donnie,
it's at a very reasonable price.
Why are you even worried? You bought a PlayStation and a PlayStation 1 like 10 years ago. They should give you this thing for free.
And you're totally right, man. You're right on the money with that hard rock guy.
All right, well.
Yeah, but no, my opinion is like, this is like wrong. The system is very neat, man. It's cool, but they totally like misled everyone with this, with all this, with all the money spent on it.
E3 made it look so good, and the only mess up they had during E3 was, of course, announcing AT&T. But other than that, people were like, "Oh, this Vita is great," and now, yeah, it tends to be with the memory cards and everything. Yeah, now it's looking, it is an expensive purchase.
Did you guys happen to see that video when Castle Riot thing, when he announced that AT&T was a carrier? Everybody in the audience was like, "Oh." except for I think maybe like one guy who was applauding or something like that, and he quickly like, "Yeah, oh God, no, boo, boo." But yeah, I mean, for this whole thing, I don't know. It just seems weird for the pricing plan that they're gonna do for the 3G, and then you're stuck with AT&T with no other carrier or one like that. I don't see it lasting too long, to be honest with you. Which is why, if I pick up a Vita, I'm just gonna get the Wi-Fi one, and that's if I get one.
Hey, do you guys have to link up right now with this?
Ask me after the show.
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm asking you. Like, do you have to? Because I'm looking at the memory card thing, and that's totally blown up right now. Like, the actual picture size is blown up. That is not just actual size of the memory card.
We know.
We've discussed that in a previous episode.
I know. It's in my face right now, so I just thought I'd have to break it back up. It's right here in my face. It's so funny. All right.
Well, let's go from that epic fail to an epic win. Guess what's coming to PS3?
What?
A little bit of Epic Mickey. Oh. Epic Mickey 2, actually.
What?
Disney Interactive announced that Epic Mickey 2 was going multi-platform. And to me, this was a complete surprise this week. They said they're aiming at a date to hit before the Christmas rush this year. They also released some information that it's going to be two-player split-screen co-op. But sadly, they have not confirmed if it's going to be online or not. But I could only assume it would have to be online, right?
I don't know. Nowadays, you never know. I mean, with pricing plans being so expensive and stuff like that, it's just, I don't know. I honestly really hope it's online co-op, because I'm always a supporter of online co-op, so... I mean, whether they put in, you know, like God of War or something like that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Not referencing anything that happened last week, of course.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, me and you could hook up. I could be Epic Mickey, and you could be Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
That's the way it is, man.
Yeah, Mickey will be wielding his magical paintbrush as he was before, and Oswald the Lucky Rabbit... He's going to have the ability to fly like a helicopter and use electricity to fight or friend enemies to solve challenges.
Interesting.
Yeah, fight him off or never be a friend.
Yeah, never played the original Epic Mickey. It's just I don't know. I'm not all excited for this thing. I mean, I kind of figured Donnie would be, since he's like all a Kingdom Hearts fan and stuff like that. So
hey, you took the words right out of my mouth, and Ashley. I'm somewhat excited because Mickey is a freaking beast in Kingdom Hearts.
Mickey is a beast.
I will take your word for that.
I said the same thing before my friend let me see. I was like, man, I don't want to play no stupid game with Winnie the Pooh and crap like that. But then I played it. Mickey is a dog in there. So Epic Mickey, I might just pick it up.
I've actually been really surprised that the first one hasn't went multi-platform, because I mean, they didn't have the Nintendo didn't have any exclusivity with that game, did they?
No. I think the only reason they put it on there was because it had motion control, and I guess they just figured that the Wii, you know, I think they started making it before the Kinect and PlayStation Move had actually come out. So I'm thinking that's the reason why they only put it on the Wii. And I'm thinking that's the reason why now they're porting it, or not porting it, but they're making it in development for the other consoles now, is because, oh, look, there's Move and Kinect. So we don't have to really change the mechanics all too much. But then who knows?
To my personal opinion, I really think that Epic Mickey is going to come bundled with Epic Mickey 2.
Most likely. Yeah.
Well, the PlayStation version, I probably... It probably will, since they're always, you know, putting the old game on the disc and stuff like that. So,
yeah, but yeah, what I'm noticing now, that if it's coming from another system, like exclusively from another system, usually PlayStation would pick up the other one too.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what kind of slick segue I can do here. Okay. Say this is gonna be a great show. Epic Mickey. Okay, Mickey was in Fantasia, and in Fantasia, Mickey fought the devil. And what is another name for the devil?
Satan.
No.
Lucifer.
Activision. No. Used to be EA, but not anymore.
No. It is Diablo. Blizzard has confirmed that Diablo 3 is heading to consoles.
Wang. Wang.
What?
Are you getting like deja vu for some reason?
It seemed like we've done this before.
I know. It's kind of weird, right? Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I hope this ain't like Final Destination. Like, I got to prevent this from happening now.
No. It just kind of seems like we've had this conversation already before for some odd reason. But, okay, I'll let it go.
Oh, okay. Well, they're breaking the long-held tradition of PC exclusivity that Blizzard is now bringing Diablo 3 to consoles. The community manager, Miko Whipple, basically was asked, hey, is Diablo 3 heading to consoles? And he's like, you know it.
No, I didn't know it. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, man. It's...
Yeah.
PC game getting ported to a console. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What do you have to say about this, Caleb? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I thought I was on another show for some odd reason. Like that, talking about a PC game, something that's not Sony, you know, related. I'm sorry.
Hey, it is too Sony related. We're gonna get it on the PlayStation 3. But yeah. To me, this is just so strange. You know, number 3 in the series, and then that's when it hits all the consoles. I mean, what? Would it be easy to say that 80% of console players that probably have not played one or two?
Yeah, it's safe to say.
Because I'm in that pool.
I've seen cutscenes. I will definitely be trying this out because, the cutscenes and everything, they always look pretty cool. So, do you guys think this is a big blow for PC gaming?
No. No, they're still getting it. I mean, they're still getting it. But, like, you know, you'll just hear I'm more than sure you'll probably just hear the people that are going to be like, oh, it's not going to be the same because they're dumbing down the game for consoles, so it's not going to be a true Diablo.
Deja vu again.
I know, right? It's like I've already said this stuff already before for some reason. It's weird. I had all the answers for these questions already in my mind. So that was the news, everybody. Oh, I'm sorry. Gosh, Lee. Man.
Wow. Okay. All right. We're going for Diablo. Oh boy, this is gonna be a tough one.
All right. Let's see what Wang can pull.
Oh goodness. Okay.
Diablo comes in. Your magic.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I think I. Okay. Diablo 3 is a PC game that's coming to consoles. So Dust 514 close beta. That's for only PC gamers right now. Going into beta.
Cool.
Yeah, that was a little bit of tricky right there, but you put it.
Dude, even I wouldn't joke around something like that, man. That's cool.
I stumbled on the landing on that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then that is kind of tricky-ish. Dust 514 is actually the PlayStation 3 exclusive.
But you have to be a PC EVE player to even get in this beta, I believe.
Wow. And yeah. I'm sure that there's a lot of PC gamers out there with PS3s.
Yes, quite a few. Okay, Dust 14, the PlayStation 3 exclusive, is set up as the same universe as PC MMO EVE Online. They have a closed beta coming soon. Better yet, as of December 23rd, the developer CCP is allowing players to register for a closed beta as long as they're already an active EVE Online subscriber. So sadly, most of probably everyone listening are probably, you know, pretty much PS3 based, and they are not going to be able to get into this beta. Let's see here.
Yeah, it's bad. To me, it just seems weird. It's like you already have to be an active EVE member or, you know, EVE Online subscriber to get into this beta. That's, you know, you have to play this game on PC to get into this beta that's on the PS3. I mean, that makes no sense. Like I said, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of PC players out there that have PS3s, but I mean, I said that sarcastically, of course, because I think there's a very small percentage of people that are like that. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure this is their way of marketing it to, you know, because of course you want to have your games related, and you want to say like, oh, we have this game that's on over here, we want to make it related to this. So yeah, you have to, you know, it's the same way like with PS3 games. When you went to go buy the exclusive, what happened? Oh, you picked up SOCOM 4 and you had the beta key for, I mean, you picked up Killzone and it had the beta key for SOCOM, and then SOCOM had the beta key for Resistance, and Resistance had the beta key. You know, it keeps going on and on. This is their way of doing it. It's just weird that they're doing it on two different platforms, basically.
Yeah, this is quite the endeavor for them.
Yeah.
And this cross-platform deal.
Let's get the definitive word. Yeah. Donnie?
I don't have anything to say about this game.
Thanks for waking up. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's go from that mundane topic. All right, let's see here. Next segue, we got Dust 14 closed beta. Dust 14 PC. Okay, Hard Rock, you play a lot of PC games.
I try to say I do.
Yeah. When you get hungry, where do you like to go?
The kitchen.
Oh my God.
Normally, I like to enjoy a little bit of the fast food, food from a certain, I guess, Mexican or restaurant, I guess, if you want to call it.
That is so cliche.
What do you mean that's so cliche?
Well, I cannot segue this one. For anyone who enjoys.
Let's try this real quick. Okay, Dust 514. There's dust in restaurants if they don't clean it right, and there's I got nothing, just go.
How about this, hard rocking guy, you're in Texas, right?
What,
you're in Texas, right?
What did you say?
You're in Texas, right?
Yes, I am in Texas.
Okay, you're in Texas. Where do you go when you want to run for the border?
Dude, why you gotta make it like that? Seriously? You're gonna make it about something like that? You gonna call Border Patrol on me or something?
That's actually a pretty good segue.
I'm insulted, man.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe that.
All right, well, for everyone who enjoys their PlayStation and enjoys heading to the border.
Look at you, man. You're doing it, too. I'm gonna start cracking some jokes on Reset Gamer.
You can't mention Reset Gamer on Trophy Horse.
Oh, I can't mention Reset Gamer, which is the show that I'm host of? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you cannot mention Reset Gamer on Trophy Horse.
That releases on Fridays and Saturdays? ProvingGamer.com?
Yes. Yeah, that we record every Wednesday.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry about that. I would not mention Reset Gamer anymore.
Please don't mention Reset Gamer. Okay. Well, for anyone who likes to play their PlayStation, loves to have a little Taco Bell, you know, Sony's decided, hey, you know what? You like munching on a taco while you play your video games?
That's a good sandwich.
Oh, my gosh. You said munching on a taco? Oh, the rating from this show just went from PG to R, man, in my mind.
Beginning January 26th, Taco Bell is marking special boxes of tacos called the $5 Buck Box, which includes, all right, you guys, you ready? This is what you're going to get for your $5. A cheesy gordita crunch. Yeah, you guys are in already, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to start off with a cheesy gordita crunch. And then you're going to move a little bit to the right and have a crunchy taco. And then you're going to move a little lower and get a burrito supreme.
It sounds so
weird. You're done.
Wang is trying to make food sound sexy. But I'm going to go with this. Go.
And then when you're done, you're going to wash it all down with a medium fountain drink of your choice. And then they're going to throw in a code where you can enter to win a chance to win a free PS Vita.
Interesting.
Sweet.
Really?
I was sold at cheesy.
you had me at Gordita.
Yeah, they had me at $5 Buck Box.
Okay, so you can get a PlayStation Vita. You're gonna have a chance to get a Vita.
Yeah, basically a chance.
You're gonna okay. You get You're gonna have a chance to get this what, a week early?
Yep, and it's the the codes are going towards the that PS Vita bundle, the one that comes out early, where you get Little Deviants, a 4 GB memory card.
Oh, wouldn't it be complete irony if they're like, "Here's your Vita, it's the 3G model."
It is.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, and then a card of your choice, and then you get a game of your choice, either Mod Nation Racers, Road Trip, MLB 12 The Show, or Little Big Planet.
Now this is a tasty deal for the Vita.
That wow. should have been a bundle that they should have released
in the beginning.
Yes, that's
what do you mean a PS a 3G freaking Vita with Little Deviants, a 4 GB card.
Well, and, I thought I said a card of your choice.
No. It comes with a game of your choice. 4 GB stick, and then you get Little Deviants, and then a choice of Mod Nation Racers, Road Trip, or MLB The Show, and Little Big Planet.
I get MLB The Show.
They still slightly messing up because that card is more important than the system.
I would get MLB The Show for that.
Wouldn't it suck like if you'd won the Vita, and you're eating your tacos?
And you swallowed the card.
Yeah, the card fell in your burrito.
You would think it was just another crunchy part of the taco.
No. You know what? I actually have a quick story about Taco Bell. I'm always angry at Taco Bell because when I was younger, they had a promotion where you could have won a Nintendo 64 as a grand prize, or like they were giving away tons of Nintendo 64. The only thing about it is that every time they give you a cup, you would look under the cup and it would have a picture, and it would either have like a picture of a mushroom or you know, the Goombas or anything like that. If you happen to get a picture of Mario, then you automatically want a Nintendo 64. I remember I went to go eat with my family one time, and the girl forgot to give us a drink. So she gives the cups to the people in front of us. She gives us our drinks, and the old couple who happened to get the cups before us peel off a picture of Mario.
And they threw the cup away.
And I have no idea what they did, but they won a Nintendo 64. And I was like, if that stupid lady over the counter would have just given us our cups first, I would have had a free Nintendo 64. To this day, I am so angry at Taco Bell.
It still burns his ass.
No reason one, believe me.
Yeah, them old people are at home right now still enjoying that Nintendo 64.
I wouldn't doubt it if they probably just like threw it away, or they're just like, what am I going to do with this, Margaret?
To this day, they don't get no better than this.
Yeah, we got that new cable box. It didn't work anything, so we sold it for $10. Getting back to the original story, I'm sorry. Staying on topic. I guess.
So yeah, are we gonna start eating Taco Bell, guys?
Hell no.
Yep.
Are we gonna run for the border?
Why you gotta make that?
I'll run with my people.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. We're going. All right.
Next segue.
Yep. All right. We got tacos. We got kids. See here.
Okay. Taco Bell makes a lot of money. A lot of money is being raised by Child's Play.
Oh, there you go. All right. That's a good segue. Yes. Child's Play raised over $3.5 million. In a recent blog post, the project manager, Jamie Dillon, took the time to thank gamers for their time for breaking the 10 million mark in lifetime contributions. The total amount raised in 2011 was the charity's foundation clocks in as exactly $3,512,345.
And 15 cents.
And 15 cents.
Who is the guy who donated the 15 cents? I gotta think about that. Who is the douchebag that's like I'm not gonna make it just $1,000. I'm gonna make $1,000 and 15 cents.
Yeah, he probably you know, every penny counts, I guess. I don't know. When it comes to charity, you just
yeah, I know. But hey, but you know that's great that they raised, you know, $3.5 million.
Yeah, it's very good. Very good. They get on my nerves, but Twist love the kids.
Yeah, it's good for them. I mean, kudos to everyone who donated to the cause. And, I mean, you know, this year, Child's Play aided over 80 hospitals worldwide with toys for toys and games for sick children. So, yeah, anything to whatever them kids are suffering from and going through, hopefully, you know, gaming helps them kind of get their mind off of it and, you know, yeah, get some whatever sickness they're dealing with.
It will until they play horror mode.
It's money for a good cause, basically.
And, well, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and it's always good whenever a charity organization can raise money any way they can. So, I mean, it's just great that they're able to raise so much money for Child's Play.
Good. Like I said, kudos for everyone involved.
Yep.
Okay.
Bole.
All right, next segue. All right, we got $3.5 million was raised for Child's Play. And who is the richest man in Gotham City?
The Batman.
Gotham City. No, it's not.
What?
Bruce Wayne.
Dude, you totally messed up the segue.
No, but Batman is not the richest. It's Bruce.
Oh, my gosh. Why haven't you guys gotten rid of him yet? I quit because I couldn't take any more of it, please.
Okay, well, okay, Gotham City Imposters. Are you guys ready to play it?
Wasn't it delayed?
Yeah, it was delayed.
Yeah.
Big surprise. Yep, the downloadable first-person shooter putting Team Batman against Team Joker. Yeah, which always, a Team Batman using guns. That's just crazy.
Yeah, that was like the most hilarious thing to me when I seen the trailer. It's like, okay, we got Team Batman, Team Joker. Now, you know, the leader of the Team Batman, he's talking to you in like a, you know, that's how they got the camera set up. And like, you know, you down with the Batmans, right? And, you know, we down for justice and justice for all. And let's go out here and just boom, 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 boom. I'm like, wait a minute. Batman doesn't kill. He doesn't carry ammunition that kills people. That's not standing for justice. That's standing for the Punisher. You know, that's, I would expect that like the Punisher imposters or something.
Punisher imposters.
I guess that would make a tag.
I was actually expecting him again, like the most obscure character ever, and just be like.
there ain't much more of this news story. They delayed it.
I mean, yeah. You're just going to have to wait. People who are already in the beta get to play a little bit longer before everybody else. So.
Yeah, and another huge turnoff for me is first person. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, hey, Donnie, you realize you live your life in first person, right? Or do you?
No, I don't. Blew his mind right now. You talk
exactly. What are you talking about just now? Wait a minute. What do you mean?
You live your life in first person.
Dude, Donnie does not live his life in third person.
First. Oh, my gosh. Just segue into the next thing, please.
Yeah.
Okay,
I told you best that would edit that out, please.
No, that's staying in. Trust me, that's staying in.
Okay, Gotham City. All right, you're shooting. Okay, so Gotham City Imposters help Sony shoot down PS4 rumors.
Dun dun dun.
What? You mean it's not actually going to be a 4?
Yes, as of, you know, God, this is. I'm having deja vu again.
I know, right? I got that feeling again for some reason.
Yes. As of we've reported, I don't know on how many freaking episodes. Yes, the PS4 is rumored to be at E3, and Sony goes, hell's no. It's not coming at this E3. Sony has moved to flatten the recent speculation over the platform, gearing up to pretty much head to E3 and be showing off. And... speaking at CES in Las Vegas this week, Kazu, someone help me with his last name. Hiri?
Hiri.
What?
Oh, Hiri, I don't know.
You mean Kaz Hirai?
Yeah, Kaz Hirai, there we go.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. Yeah, well, pretty much he put it debunked, saying, no, there is no PS4, the C3. He also mentioned that we've always had a 10-year life cycle in mind for the PS3, and there's no reason to go away from that. So, I mean, hey, I mean, this should make Donnie pretty happy. It makes me happy.
Yeah, it makes me very happy.
I'm not questioning the fact that they're going to have a 10-year life cycle for the PS3, which I'm pretty sure they have. I'm just willing to bet that within that 10-year cycle, which we're already on what year? Probably, what, six? No, maybe not six. What, about year five already?
Yeah, we're on year five now.
We're on year five. I give them at least one more year, and they're going to announce a new console. Now, they said they're going to keep supporting the PS3 for 10 years, which they probably will, but they're going to have that weird hybrid where Sony was, like, trying to support the PS2 and the PS3 at the same time, you remember? And they just couldn't focus on one system.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it if they're going to try to do something like that again.
Unless.
No, there's no unless.
Unless 360 come out with theirs, like, in about 5 months from now, then Sony's going to drop their 4 on it. It's just out of nowhere.
They're going to have like two PS3s like duct taped together or something like that. Here it is, yep. PS4 right here.
Count that equals six.
So you see, they jump two cycles or something like that.
Yeah, and then 360 would be rushing out there. It's console.
The 720, they're busy. They're gonna duct tape two 360s together.
The Xbox 1080. Oh, but yeah.
I don't like these pictures of the Station 4 looks funny. Like, it just modified Wii with PS4 on it.
That's the Atari Jaguar, you fool. That's not the picture of it.
That's what it looks like. A modified Wii or a modified other. No, not. I see that Atari one. They got another one. They got two of them right here. Three pictures. I see the Atari one. The other one looks like a modified Wii with PS4 on it.
Yeah. You know what? It's going to happen eventually. God, this feels so familiar again. It's going to happen. It's going to happen eventually. I don't think they're going to announce anything probably this year. But I wouldn't doubt it if next year, maybe.
I don't want to hear nothing at E3 if it ain't got nothing to do with Kingdom
Dude,
Hearts
what are 3. You what are you worried about? You already bought a PlayStation 3. They're gonna give you
no, something for free. I'm talking about, I don't want to hear nothing about E3 unless it's Kingdom Hearts 3. I don't want to hear it.
It's not gonna happen.
I don't want to hear nothing else about
I'm
any
personally
other game.
Making sure it's not gonna happen.
Yeah. You would too.
I would love for it to be like Kingdom Hearts 3 for Nintendo 3DS.
Oh my God, that would rock.
That would suck such. Oh my God.
I would love it. I would love it because then I would be like, see, Donnie, you finally got your character.
That would suck on so many levels, man. It made it so exclusively on the DS.
They are actually making one for the 3DS. They haven't said which one it is. Not just to get you a little scared.
Man.
Why, you don't have a DS, Donnie?
Yeah, I'm going to take my daughter's.
No, it's going to be on the 3DS. Only on the 3DS.
Oh, 3DS. Okay. But, that's all the news for this episode.
That's the news.
Happy? Was it smooth?
It was smooth.
It's always smooth.
You segued better than the past 53 episodes that anybody has ever done in the past 53 episodes.
Yes.
My favorite was Taco Bell.
I like that. Munching on a taco. That might be the name of the episode.
Taco Muncher.
Taco Muncher.
Oh, no. That's just sick, man.
You the one came up with it, man.
Why are you going to make it like that?
Oh. Okay.
For the porter. Yeah, that's the name of the episode.
All right. Porter. We're gonna do shout outs a little different this week. Donnie. Do you have any new shout-outs?
Yes, I have one very new shout-out. Always Rolling.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Always Rolling, Jokers123.
Those are guys who keep showing me, like, love. Like, I know I hear the love.
You shout-out the same people since, like, episode 7, dude.
And I put an Awesome J back in the lineup. But no, those are the only ones like I really like talk to like all the time. That's the ones that stick out more. That's why I talk to them all the time. So yeah, those two guys, YouTube guys. Yeah, thanks for coming in, filling in for He Who Shall Not Be Named, hard rocking guy. It was decent having you back.
The building the mail. You ain't getting this. You ain't getting this service for free. You can. How about that.
Yeah, and everyone who continue to listen to the Trophy Horror Show, Trophy Whores Show, that sounded so wrong, whore. But yeah, continue to, and we shall continue to make shows for you.
That was so great. Those are all the brand new shout outs.
I take it Hard Rock was the new shout out.
I'm the new old shout out, basically.
Okay, well, I would love to give a shout out to Hard Rock for getting called in at the last second. Filling in for, that other guy. I'd love to give a shout out to Caleb KJC94. I'd love to give a shout out to Reset Gamer.
To who?
To Reset Gamer.
Reset Gamer, what's that?
Do a little search on iTunes. It's a pretty cool group of guys. I really dig their podcast.
I've actually heard it's the Handsome People's podcast.
Ah, yes. Yeah, the Gentleman's podcast.
Oh, yeah, there you go. It's the Gentleman's podcast. There you go.
Oh, and I suppose I best give a very, very special shout out to Donnie.
Yes?
That is it.
That's it?
I just like doing the build up, and then everyone's like,
"You're not gonna give another shout out to somebody?"
You in trouble once again.
Ooh, you in trouble. I would like to give a shout out to Dr. G-Peds.
I really want to see what really goes on in our house after the show is over.
You know what? It's because my wife stopped listening to the show.
Oh,
just busted on her.
Yeah, I could say anything I want.
And then all of a sudden, miraculously, an MP3 player with one show happens to get mailed out to Dr. G-Peds for some reason.
Now we're going to use it as ransom. Nah.
He's going to get a call from someone going, "I'm Deep Throat." Listen to episode 54.
Deep Throat.
What's that?
Do you have any more shout outs?
No. Do you got any shout outs there, Hard Rock?
I want to give a shout out to Rothbard. I was actually having a conversation with him about the PS Vita, just a real quick conversation on Twitter. We're discussing the pricing plans when, the AT&T's pricing plan apparently came out. So he had a couple of like really good ideas. So I want to give a shout out to him. I also want to give a shout out to everybody on Proven Gamer. Y'all do a really great job. I appreciate everything you guys do, except for Donnie. No, I'm just kidding, Donnie. You don't do anything, so I can't give you a praise for anything. also want to give a shout out to that's really about it. Caleb KJC94. Mr. Wang, of course. I want to give a shout out to, like I said, the Reset Gamer podcast, which is, as we've already noted, the Gentleman's podcast. Now, which, I'll actually save it for the show.
Okay. Now we're going to do a little bit of housekeeping. Hard Rock, do you want to reprise your role?
Oh, man. Let me see if I remember how to do it. This seems strangely familiar for some reason.
Yes, wow us.
If you want to get a hold of us, you can get a hold of us through Twitter. Or if you want to get a hold of Donnie, you can get a hold of him by the neck. You can get a hold of him through at Young Twist, at Titanic Wang. You can also get a hold of Tricky Mick at Tricky Mick on Twitter. Me at Hard Rocking Guy. Also sign up for the Trophy Horse Twitter feed, which is at Trophy Horse. Go to at Proven Gamer, which is the official Twitter feed for the site that we're part of. Also, you can leave a voice. You can leave a voicemail on the show.
Yeah.
Wow. Really impressive. I never knew that. Over 50 episodes, I never knew that. Dial 330 proven 9, which is 330-776-8369. You can also get a hold of us through this show through email, which is trophyhorse at proven gamer. And if you can, please go to iTunes, leave a review for the show, preferably 5 stars. The guys really would appreciate it. It lets them know that all the hard work that they do is just, it really means a lot to them if you can just go and leave them a you know, leave them a review. Go to YouTube, which is part of the which we have a Twitter page. We have a YouTube page, which is at Official Proven Gamer. Don't go to Proven Gamer because that dude just happened to steal our name for some odd reason. Go to Official Proven Gamer. You'll see gameplay of people shooting me all the time for some reason. And and please, guys, go to the site that this show is a part of, provengamer.com. Titanic Wang, Moonshiner, me, Sin Seeker, Donnie has even written a review. Please, we write all these articles, all these reviews. Go check out past episodes of Trophy Horse, past episodes of Reset Gamer. We have the DCUO show that's part of us now. If you guys want to go over there, check it out. Go to listen to old episodes of PG Spoilers, which I think there's only like two.
Yep.
There's two episodes. So go listen to that. And just let us know how we're doing. You know, constructive criticism is welcome. Let us know how we're doing.
Until next week, long live play and listen to Reset Gamer.
There you go.
Peace out.
See you bastards online.
Trophy Horde. With some hardcore gamers, if we had a gamer score, it would be very high. No lie. Yo, call Tricky, Titanic Wayne, and our boy Donnie, but they had to go insane. Who can we blame? Y'all. For loving us a muscle, we gon' give it all. And I'ma take this time, I'ma take a little pause.
Thank y'all for downloading another show. Y'all some true
Trophy Horde.